When we had our first conference last year, there were many issues that came up in debate in the context of the conference and following it, for sure. And one of these issues had to do with the experiences of black women, not only in their particularity, but in their right and in our necessity to have them speak on behalf of all of us. And of course, this last year has seen, not only with regard to black women, but with regard to women in general in this society, a great spectacle in the media, whether it has to do with presidential appointments or accusations of acts of aggression against women. The point is that this society has been boiling with the debate. And in defining the second international conference, it seemed to us to be very clear that we had a responsibility to respond to this debate, in fact, to embrace the debate, and to bring forward the role of women as a central question in this conference. Those of you who have your program will notice that there are other sessions that you certainly should make note of that continue this theme. Malcolm X versus Clarence Thomas certainly speaks to this theme, the crisis of black unity in the 1990s. And also a workshop tomorrow afternoon on sexual harassment, race, gender, and power. But perhaps most importantly, we wanted to open the conference with a plenary session that privileged the voice of black women in remembering Malcolm and reflecting on the importance of Malcolm, and by doing so, not only represent their own experiences as women, but in general to speak again on behalf of all of us. And that's really the purpose of this plenary. And it speaks to what we're trying to do in the conference overall. There is a mic on the floor in the audience. And as you notice in your program, at the end of the speaker's list, there is a line that says audience participation. And we hope that particularly the sister audience will rise to the occasion and come to the mic and, as we say, being brief and concise, speak to your own concerns. Because what we wanted to do is to make it absolutely clear that we want to, again, let me use the phrase, privilege the voice of black women, the voices of black women in this conference. Now, it's obvious that we have a panel of very diverse and strong sisters. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time with introduction.